The Assembly was considering a resolution that would have set a hearing to protest the renewal or transfer of Rum Runner's liquor license, but attorney Dan Coffey convinced them that a deal between his client, restaurateur Bruce Burnett, and the owner of Rum Runner's, Basilio Gallo, hinged on the approval of an Assembly resolution allowing sale of the liquor license. Coffey painted a worst-case scenario for downtown without the resolution.
You're going to have an empty building. I've talked to three realtors. The shortest period of time they said it would be empty is a year. The longest was 2 years. I don't think we want that downtown. We're asking for your assurances in the form of a resolution that we can do these things before we start spending a whole lot of money.
Coffey brought letters of support from the Downtown Community Council, the Anchorage Downtown Partnership, and several businesses. Rum Runner's closed its doors Sunday after a string of allegations of Alcoholic Beverage Control Board violations, including an attempt to operate a second bar on the premises without license, repeated and significant calls for police assistance, and reports and allegations of security personnel using excessive force. Patrick Flynn, who represents downtown, objected to the resolution, saying it sent the wrong message.
We cannot, as a community, allow operators to behave as Rum Runner's has for years and then not hold them to account. Now, Mr. Coffey will offer, well, they're going out of business. Yeah, they're getting paid to go out of business.
After debate, Assembly members amended the resolution allowing sale of the liquor license to Burnett. He's agreed to pay $300,000 for it, along with furniture, fixtures, and equipment. The contract also includes the option to purchase the building for $2.5 million. The resolution passed 8-3 with Assembly members Flynn, Harriet Drummond, and Elvie Gray Jackson the no votes. Burnett owns the city's only TGI Fridays restaurant. He says he hopes to have a casual dining restaurant up and running by summer. The ABC board still has to approve the liquor license transfer. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.